As you probably know by now, Arctic drilling has been blocked, kept out of the budget vote. For more on that, we're going to go to Sarah Wilhoit. She is a legislative associate for Earth Justice. When I woke up Thursday morning, I thought I was dreaming when I heard this had happened. What? Good environmental news? Sarah?
Oh, yes, Betsy. It was a fabulous day for the Arctic Refuge and for the, you know, millions of Americans who have been writing to their members of Congress to try and keep this Arctic drilling provision from passing. You know, after the Senate's action of a week ago, it just seemed that the House was the place where it was going to be. And we're very grateful to those moderate Republicans in the House that and actually are champions on the Senate, on the Democratic side of the aisle as well, for standing strong and making the will of the American people done today.
So is this the last we've heard about this? Is this a done deal?
Well, you know, for now, we're rejoicing while we can. We're going to remain ever vigilant because, you know, if there's one thing that I've learned working on this issue is that it doesn't go away. Arctic drilling proponents are definitely out there and trying to get this snuck in any way they possibly can. So we'll remain vigilant, but we're confident that our Arctic refuge protection and those that have stood up today will continue to stand by their convictions and refuse to pass a bill that will authorize Arctic drilling.
I want to just mention that we are recording this show late Thursday. You're probably hearing it over the weekend. So when is the soonest this will come up again? How long can we relax and catch our breath for?
The leadership in the House is saying they're going to try another swing at this budget as soon as Tuesday. So we'll see. But since the Arctic drilling has been removed, we're hoping that stays through, at least through the House vote this next week.
How much credit do you give to Americans who have really lobbied hard, letting their representatives know they are adamantly against this, including lots of Republicans?
The American people really have been the driving force behind saving the Arctic Refuge time and time again. This time is no different. In September, we were just floored when thousands of Americans came to Washington, D.C. and, you know, physically showed with their presence that saving the Arctic Refuge was something that they were adamant about and sent a strong message to Congress on that day that, you know, just by being here. And they've continually and tirelessly been calling and writing their members of Congress. And that pressure definitely can continue in the way of thanks for today's actions and for hopes of continued success in the future.
Really, it does. It's nice to get some encouraging news to show that the power of one multiplied really can make a difference. Thanks, Sarah.
Thanks.
We've been speaking with Sarah Wilhoit. She's with Earth Justice, watching what's happening in Washington, D.C. Happy to report the good news. Let's hope it lasts. And you're listening to Eco Talk. If you'd like to find out more about today's show and our guests and get links to their websites, please go to our website, which can be found at www.ecotalk.net.